Welcome to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup with me, Invincibly. Let's go on a journey as we discuss the latest antics of the Real Housewives we love, love, love. On today's bonus episode, we're discussing the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, that season 4 trailer. We get into Jen Snowflake being snatched by Angie K and Jen's ex-assistant Monica securing a snowflake too. But in a turn of events, we got Mary Cosby back on our screens. Bravo knew they had their work cut out for them and made the right call. They did a thing. Do stay tuned until the end for usually in rhyme. So let's discuss all this and more, starting now on That Real Housewives Roundup.
Her husband gets his slumped at the roundup. I know boys who did it. I don't need any of that. I need some water and my check. And that's all I need, honey. I show up, I do what you ask me to do, and goodbye.
Hey girl, did you miss me? Because I've missed you, and I'm also very excited to be back on the line. And not just that, but I'm even more excited because Salt Lake City is back, bitch. Our ice queens are back on our TV screens, and the world is now a better place again. So today, I want to start off nice and easy. I want us to get into the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Girl, it's a new day, and I pray that these ladies came with new energy, especially with Jen in the clink. I mean, I can't deal with another confusing bad weather breakup or a badly bruised black eye. I can't deal with another brand-building Lisa Barlow trying to make fetch happen with her son Jack. And I can't deal with another drawn-out season hearing about that Marks family that keeps on posing, constantly moving with a man that can't keep a job. Lisa's words, not mine. Meredith, you know I love you, girl. But bitch, I still don't know how I feel about them giving Jen Snowflake to Angie K. Here's hoping she steps up to the Greek plate before shattering it on the floor. Whoppa! My highlight, and the reason why I will be watching week after week, is because my girl, Sister Mary Marta, is finally back on the Salt Lake City scene. Oh, how I've missed her. She definitely left a void last season, after she got the boot for not attending the season 2 reunion. The fact that she's back as a friend this season is a consolation prize that I'm willing to live with. I've manifested her return. I've prayed over it. And now we're here. But before we delve any further into Salt Lake, let's do a little roundup rundown on what's been happening in the Bravosphere lately. So girl, let's discuss some of the mess going on in Bravoland. And no, we will not be discussing Bethany's Bravo boycott or reality reckoning or whatever it is. Bethany, now you were doing so well with Be Strong. We admired you for your hard work, for getting shit done, and for doing one hell of a job in the disaster relief sphere. What happened? I mean, trading that boss bitch life for TikTok? And what a miserable transition too. Where did we go wrong? Is it all our fault, Tony? Talking about all the things that can't make anything right, I also don't want to discuss the house that Brandy Glanville built called Vanderpump Rules. Yes, I've said it. I'm not interested in it. I'm over it. And I don't even want to hear about a Valley or a Villa spin-off of the series. But before I move along, I just need to mention that I stand with Brandy Glanville. Don't you think it's just wrong that she's constantly being used for the role as a straight or bi shooting good time girl? But when they become too woke, they want to slap our girl on the hands for bad behavior. I feel bad for Brandy that now has to wait until next year for the Ultimate Girls Trip 4 to air. Only for her to see how they will edit her drama with Caroline Manzo that made airwaves a few months ago after Caroline complained about misconduct by Brandy after a drunken night, of course. Can they just put Brandy and us out of this misery already? So again, I stand with Brandy, and I stand with Heather McDonald, and I stand with Heather Fuck Everybody Money Dubrow. And girl, I'm pleasantly surprised to still be entertained by the OC girls so deep into the season. And I'm looking forward to see the dirty reunion that they just taped.
Real Housewives of Orange County is busy enough for you, but maybe you better stay tuned because the reunion is about to happen, and I'm not sure you understand what's about to go down.
Is it
going to
be crazy?
This reunion is going to be the dirtiest reunion you've ever seen. You better stay tuned to the reunion of the Real Housewives of Orange County because this shit is about to get real.
I'm crazy.
Taylor has always been one of my faves over on the Beverly Hills, so I'm looking forward to see how she will fare at the reunion, because I need her back next season. Tamra has been a key element this season, and I am oh so happy that she's back, but this gang up shit that's been going on can stop already. Look at the mess with Jennifer. I mean, her relationship business is hers. Why is it everybody else's? She knows that she's dealing with a fuckboy. She knows that she's making a bed. And she knows that she and multiple other women from Cut Fitness is sleeping in said bed. Let her be. And then there's Heather, who is over there in a posh private island on her own. Why? Because these girls don't want her to have nice things. It's sad to see that every little thing that Heather does, the way she talks, her mannerisms, absolutely everything is being criticized. And then these heifers want to complain that she doesn't tell them things. Bitch, I wouldn't tell y'all any of my happy 55 million moments if y'all can't be happy for me. Let me tell y'all one thing. These girls will definitely not be doing any happy dances with Heather, but they sure as hell will be there for her when she's down. Only to gloat. And I know Heather sees it. She's woke. But one person that I hope woke the fuck up is Shannon after this whole DUI situation that she found herself in. Yep, the same Shannon that gloated about saving Gina and her family during Gina's DUI ordeal. But Shannon is in a storm with the law. She's in a storm with the homeowners whose house she ran into. And now she's in a storm with a damn animal patrol, since she's allegedly been driving around inebriated with Archie in the car. Child, let's light the candle for Shannon, and that she will get the help that she needs, and the Gina glow up as a bonus too. Oop. Over in Atlanta, the season just wrapped with a reunion filled with Listerine Cool Mint flavored mouthwash themed dresses. Apparently, we can expect a cast shakeup for season Sweet 16, but I have a slight suggestion to revive the mess that it's been. First of all, I need them to all take a little hiatus for at least 6 months, you know. I wouldn't even be mad if it takes any longer. Let the ladies breathe. Let them live. Let new life grow into them. Then secondly, we can work on the cast. And here's my suggestion. Keep all the ladies, but replace Sanya everybody on mute Ross with our girl Portia. And Bob's your uncle and Mama Joyce your aunt. That's it. That's my suggestion. Use it, don't use it. And oh, throw Kim Zolciak some coins. Give her a full-time friend role. Anyway, let's move along to the Salt Lake City trailer right after this. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup. Join me each week as we discuss the latest antics of the housewives we love, the Roundup reviews, and my personal favorite, the Leanne Rimes. Go on, subscribe to this podcast, and engage with me on all socials at Real Housewives Roundup. Don't be tardy for this podcast party. Now, back to the show.
and truth, I'm all for it. Brutalized.
You exploited my vagina!
And lived in fear.
You want me to go there with husband?
I can go there. Don't. With me.
And it's time to end it. This season on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Somebody rescue me quick.
Somebody farted.
Holy
it was our anniversary. I just asked, do you still want to do this? He's like, do you? And I was like, I don't know. To see your wedding ring in the drawer every day, that hurts me.
Who is the real Monica?
I was John Amseth. I was married in the temple.
Louis Vuitton store.
I work hard so I can have anything I want.
And like I bought a bag. I want to have something like nice around them.
I my for 18 months.
Yeah. Is Jack going on a mission?
Yeah.
That's weird to me. The doctrine is problematic.
Okay. I don't want to talk about Jack's mission.
I get so emotional because I'm like, it's such a big deal.
What the frick's the rumor with Angie K?
Curious at all.
I don't want to hear any of it.
Heather likes to drop the grenade and run.
I stood up for our marriage and for our family unit.
You know, Elector's gonna hear about this.
I don't like the way you treat women and talk about women.
Wake up, bobblehead.
You call me little girl.
Well, it feels like you two must be talking a lot of
Heather,
about me.
Shut the
oh, you want me to shut the up?
Do you have a mute button?
No, I don't. I'm on play all the time.
You already found the last with eyes.
Who's the f***ing liar? Your lying or your lying?
I'm getting really f***ing pissed off.
Heather, she is
you're out of control.
F***ing all sedated with your horse tranquilizers and sh**.
She's saying you use your businesses to wash your money.
You are a f***ing bully and a f***ing troll.
Your time is up.
Pack your bags.
Do you think I look inbred?
I do.
Oh, baby. The ice queens are back. And they've got my attention, all right. I was so over the last season with their stale storylines and forced drama that I just had to check out mid-season. Girl, it got me so bad that I didn't even bother when season 4 was announced. But seeing and reading all about the Salt Lake City gems week after week, I had to change my tune. I'm officially back in. A little late, but I'm on the train. The trailer opens up with the snowy scenes of Park City and references of the Mormon Church as Heather narrates some prolific shit about being tormented, brutalized, and living in fear. Oh boy. But girl, the ladies show up for the party with Sister Mary Marta in tow, still on a high horse, but refreshed. After her year in the naughty corner, wanting to be rescued from these women already. Jen Snowflake got passed on to Angie K. Or could it be Monica, who's the newest housewife and child? Now this one is juicy. Monica used to be a Mormon, married in the temple, then got excommunicated after having an affair with her brother-in-law. Not only that, she was one of Jen's infamous assistants that went on to rat Jen out to the feds. Juicy. This season, Whitney is struggling in a marriage. Girl, y'all can't give up now. That man gave up his previous marriage and lost his job for you. In a turn of events, Lisa's son Jack is going on the Mormon mission for 2 years. And we know he wasn't into the college scene. And the girls, especially Heather and Whitney, is feeling some kind of way about it. My girl, Meredith Marks, is also engaging, honey. She's on Angie K's neck this season about rumors of Angie's family and shit. The trailer continues with arguments between Lisa and Heather, Heather and Whitney, Whitney and Mary, and Mary and everybody. They are out here calling each other bullies and trolls, you know, the usual. But all in all, I'm re-energized. I am ready. I am here for it. I'm looking forward to catch season 4 of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with y'all every week on Bravo, but for now, let's close things off with Leanna Rhyme. Hit it! It's Salt Lake City season again, but with Jane Shaughnessy, will the ladies turn zen? She's got another 5 years in the clink. Let's see if her recycled snowflake will sink. Monica is a force that we didn't see coming. And so is the Angie vs. Meredith feud. It's something. But what's keeping us entertained is Mary and her quirks. I foresee a whole lot of laughter, mess, and of course, some fireworks. Welcome back to Salt Lake City, Queens. There's never a dull moment while you're on our screens, causing messy, messy scenes. Bye, ladies.